This presentation has been previously broadcast.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for praying with me today. We'll pray the chaplet coming up in just a moment. And before we do that, I have something I've been longing to share with you for a very long time. I mean, you know my heart, right? You know how much I love mercy and how I've been a champion of divine mercy for a long time. Divine mercy, if you're just tuning in and you're new to it, is one of the fastest grassroots movements in the history of the church. There's been nothing like this. Saint Faustina, who is the recipient of our Lord's message, she became the first saint of the new millennium. And the Lord works in strange ways. I think the saints choose us. I think God's grace, I think we all have a mission in life. And I think God has called me personally to spread the message of divine mercy. In fact, I was introduced to divine mercy when I was a documentary filmmaker years ago. And I was hired to do a film on this nun that I didn't know anything about. She was a venerable at the time. She wasn't even beatified. There's several steps to sainthood. And I fell in love with the devotion as I began to read her writings, as I began to understand what divine mercy was all about. I was actually there with my film crew at the beatification of St. Faustina, and little did I know that years later, I'd be sitting behind a microphone praying very intimately with you, petitioning God. Divine mercy changed my spirituality. It freed me from any sort of fear or anxiety, and it allowed me the freedom of complete trust. Because the more a soul trusts, the Lord said, the more it will receive. And there's something liberating in that. My relationship with God the Father, with Jesus, is transformed through mercy. And the same thing will happen with you when you pray this prayer, when you learn about divine mercy. I've been working on a book for a very long time. I've told you about that. And I really believe the more beautiful the work, in fact, these aren't my words, these are St. Faustina. She says, the more beautiful the work, the greater the opposition. I had wanted to break some news with you earlier in the week, and a lot of people were hanging on to find out what it was. I can't tell you the things that kind of thwarted or wanted to thwart the effort of what I was involved with, and that was this book on divine mercy. Well, I want to let you know today, after 30 years of being involved in divine mercy, and after a very long time in compiling this book, it is complete. And Relevant Radio and I want to give this to you because I think this will transform your spirituality. I think this will allow miracles to unfold in your life. This will allow you to find the trust that maybe evades you. You know, and Satan doesn't want this. And I'll tell you why he doesn't want you to know about divine mercy. You know why? He doesn't want those who are drawing their last breaths in those final hours having the chaplet of divine mercy prayed for them. He doesn't want you to know about the protection that comes with the image of divine mercy. He doesn't want you trusting in a merciful Father. He doesn't want you experiencing the grace that comes from Divine Mercy Sunday when the floodgates of God's mercy are open. Well, today we have a victory. Today we have defeated the evil one. Today I am proud to announce my book on Divine Mercy is done, and I'm giving it to you absolutely free. I'm telling you, when I say free, there's no hook, there's no string, there's no shipping, there's no handling. It is absolutely free. Why free? Well, Relevant Radio and I, we sat down and we really reflected on what St. Faustina said. And the Lord told her that anyone who promotes the message of mercy would shine with a special brilliance in the next life. He also said that those who spread the message of mercy would be protected like a child, would be protected like a tender infant by her mother. That's why we want to give it to you. Now, if you want it today, you've got to sign up, and this is an absolute must for you, especially for Divine Mercy Sunday, which is coming up. It has prayers. It has devotions. You're going to learn about what Faustina said about the power of prayer. You're going to learn about her visions of the tortures that await those who reject God's mercy. You're going to learn about heaven. You're going to learn everything you need to know about the chaplet. You got somebody you want to introduce into mercy? Maybe you don't. Maybe the only thing you know is this chaplet. This is a 101 on divine mercy for you. Okay, it's a 101. And you'll learn about the life of St. Faustina. And you'll see how God's mercy touches everyone from saints to sinners, from serial killers to popes. I chronicle all that in this book. I'm telling you, it's one of my It's one of my proudest works. I've done documentaries on Divine Mercy, and I've done all sorts of things. I'm telling you, and I don't say this in a vain or prideful way. I feel privileged that God has called me to this mission. But this book is going to transform your life, and it will transform the lives of others. So the way to get it, go online right now. Don't wait, because I'm telling you what, I know those lines are going to jam up. You go to relevantradio.com. You'll see the banner. Click on it. Or you can go to relevantradio.com/mercy. It's yours free. You don't even have to pay for shipping. Again, relevantradio.com, you'll find it there. Or go online right now, use your mobile app. You can connect to it. And I'll talk to you more about it coming up. If you want to see the cover, too, Jake, do we have the cover up? I don't know. It's on the website, right, Damien? Is that up there? Wait till you see the beauty of this cover. And that's a story in it to itself. In the days ahead, I'll share more from it with you, because there's a lot of things that I just, oh, gosh, they're going to enrich your life. They're going to bless you. So please, go now, absolutely free. And do me a favor. Your parish can get this for free. Your neighbor can get it for free. Your prayer community, whoever it is, tell them right now to call. You know, while the supply is there, it's yours. So go right now and go to Relevant Radio, and it's yours. It's called Divine Mercy. We grappled over the title. We can talk about that too. Got lots of stories behind the scenes to share with you. But let's pray. All right. That's my gift to you. And boy, do I have stories to share with you. You're going to love them. I'll share with you in the days ahead some of those. But thank you for your prayers, because this is just as much your work as it is mine. Because I asked you for prayer many times during it. And boy, there are some stories to share. All right. But let's pray. I want to pray for you right now. And I ask for your prayers. We need it. I want this book to get to as many souls as possible, because Satan doesn't want it. But I know God will bless those who read it. All right, we'll pray. Suzanne's in studio with me today. Suzanne, thanks for being here.
Thank you for
always
having
good
me.
To have you.
It's an honor
anything
to be here.
Anything you want
here.
To pray for?
I would just like to pray for you and the success of your book.
Oh,
it's
thank
a
you.
Beautiful book, and I'm so happy for you.
Isn't that cover gorgeous?
It's beautiful.
I mean, absolutely stunning.
Congratulations.
I could not be prouder. Look, I've done award-winning work, and I don't mean that in terms of documentary filmmaking. I've co-authored other books. This work here, I'm proud of. I really
sure.
am. And I mean that in a humble way. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why we're giving it away.
Right.
We want people to have it. I mean, we want people to have it. So please do that. Get it, okay? Relevantradio.com. Tell others. Use your social media. Share it with everyone, okay? Share it with everyone. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I want to pray for a friend who helped me recently. His name's Rick Biaggi. Rick, thank you. Prayers for you and for your family. And I just want to pray for all of you who in a special way, I know, are in a tough place. So many intentions are coming in. We'll take our first call today from Carolyn, who's listening in Chicago. Carolyn, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I am calling to pray for Tim, who is in the process of hopefully securing a job that he's been pursuing after being out of work for the past year.
Wow.
And I just want to ask all of your prayer warriors to pray to the Holy Spirit that this job is meant for him. Tim is a good man with a big, generous, deserving heart.
Amen to that. Well, let's do that. Thank you for interceding, and I'll tell you what, Carolyn, let's pray for you too, okay? I know you have many intentions, but We'll pray for Tim with a generous heart. God can't be outgiven, you know. And when you give and when you're generous like that, you know, God often makes us wait because he wants us to trust. I've been on my knees. God has driven me to my knees many times. So I want to pray for him. And I want to pray for Father Michael Brennan, who is having a real health scare right now. And he asked for your prayers, too. So I want to incorporate on this prayer as well. Prayer is the best weapon we have. It's the key to God's heart in all things. So, Lord, I pray for those in difficult times with health, with finance in particular, those who are underemployed and unemployed. And I just ask that Tim finds the perfect job. You open that door for him and for all those who now need your providence and your blessing. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Maria is listening in Pleasanton, California. Hi, Maria. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to invite everyone to pray in thanksgiving for the graces God has granted to me and the people who I pray for. I would like to pray for priests working so hard, especially St. Michael Catholic Church in Livermore, California. They are so great. My daughter, well-being, she needs a new job, and she's so stressed, and I would say even depressed with all situation, what's going on. So I would love for her to be more happier and more all better.
Yep.
And I would like to also pray for world peace. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you for your beautiful prayers, and we will pray in thanksgiving for the graces that God has given to us. And you know, there was a visionary, St. Catherine Labouré, I believe, in Lourdes, and Suzanne, you've been there, mm-hmm. or not Lourdes, in Rudebach, in mm-hmm. France,
right.
who received the miraculous medal, and Our Lady appeared to her, and these rays of grace were pouring forth from this beautiful jewelry the Virgin Mary is wearing. And St. Catherine asked about it. And some of those rays, she said, were graces for souls who rejected them, who didn't want them. St. Faustina had a very similar experience where the Lord talked about how he wanted to give grace to so many souls, but his grace was like water running off a rock. I often pray to be a sponge, to just absorb all the graces that God wants to give and to take those graces that others don't want. Sometimes grace involves suffering, though, and we got to be aware of that. But we'll pray for the graces that God has given us, and just we'll thank him for them, for his mercy. So pray for priests. I love that, for all priests, religious, and especially those priests in difficult moments now. And those with depression and those with anxiety problems, I want to lift them up. And in a special way, just ask God will be merciful to them and give them new beginnings. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Mary. Who's up, Jake? I'm sorry. Mary in Illinois. Mary, thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you so much for your ministry. You've helped me unbelievably more than you can imagine.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm calling today to request a complete healing for my 13-month-old great-grandson who accidentally received third-degree burns on both of his hands.
Oh.
And the second miracle that I'm asking for is a dear family member of mine has received the diagnosis of ALS today.
Oh, that's
and
tough.
I'm asking for miracles, true miracles.
Well, let's pray for it, Mary. Let's hold out a big cup. Let's ask God to resolve these situations. And look, you're a great grandmother. Is that or great great grandmother? Did you say?
Just great.
All right. Well, that's great.
A great grandmother.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for her. What a blessing. Let's pray for your children. Yes. I'm sure they are so blessed to have you. And Lord, I just thank you for this soul here, and I just ask for her great grandson. For all those family members that you pray for, the family member with ALS, for Lou Gehrig's disease. And Lord, I ask you mitigate the pain and the suffering that this young boy is going through with burns. I pray for all burn victims right now, those the victims of tragedy and accident, Lord, that you'll enter in, mitigate their pain, and bring about complete and total healing. Bring good from the situation, although sometimes it's hard to see how that is. Pray for those with chronic and critical, life-threatening diseases. Debilitative diseases, Lord, and I ask for your mercy in those cases too. Give us the grace to understand the crosses you give us. Give us the fortitude to carry those crosses. Give us the grace to submit to your holy will, and give us the vision to know your holy will so we may obediently follow it. And we pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Yeah, I just got word that, and I hate to break it to the prayer, they asked me to make this announcement, otherwise I wouldn't do it. You can't call, you've got to get the book through the website, and apparently a high volume of traffic went to the website. Keep trying, relevantradio.com. You'll get through eventually, okay? And Lord, I just ask you bless everyone who gets this book, that they can give it to a soul who is most in need of it, that they can learn from it, that it will enrich them, and that they'll be blessed by it. Our next call today comes from Laura, listening in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good afternoon, Jules.
Hey.
Thank you so much for receiving my call.
You're welcome.
At this moment, it's for my friend. He's in Afghanistan, in a special mission. I haven't heard from him, and he's a single dad, and he's in the military, he's in the army,
right.
So I did want to pray for him, and I'm also a PNA, I'm a certified nursing assistant. I'm also asking for prayers for my patient. She is in hospital, and she's not doing well.
Look, let's pray for you right now, Laura. And I think I got all that. You have kind of a difficult signal. You got a friend in Afghanistan right now who's missing, right, in the military. And we'll pray for that. And your final intention, I have to be honest, I had real difficulty hearing the end of it. You just want to very quickly repeat that?
My second intention is for my patient. I'm a nursing assistant,
okay.
And I'm taking care of her right now.
Okay.
And she's not doing well. She's in hospice.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad you got that through to me. Laura, thank you very much for your call. Lord, I pray for those who serve our nation. I pray for law enforcement and for military. I pray for those approaching death. I pray for my cousin Beth, my wife's cousin Beth, who's soon going to be with you. And I pray for all those souls in particular. And I just entrust them to your merciful souls, your merciful heart. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, our final call today comes from Ricardo, listening in Austin, Texas. Ricardo, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Yes, Father, I would like to pay attention for myself, for rent, health-wise status, and financial situation for the family.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for it. All right, you know what, Ricardo? I'm going to just give you a small piece of advice. I've been in difficult situations financially in the past. It's a great opportunity to say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to resolve this situation, but it's in your hands. And I want you to completely put your trust in the Lord, okay? I really want you to do that. I've been there, and I'm going to tell you, I've seen God surprise me in ways that are just unimaginable. One day I'll share that. Have great confidence in God. God's your Father, even when you're going through a difficult time. I have no doubt at all that the Lord will come through. Jesus told St. Faustina that people don't know the scope of his mercy. They don't pray for big enough things. Lord, I pray for financial blessings for this man. I pray for all who are on hold. I pray for those with cancer. I pray for those with troubled marriages. I pray for those contemplating abortion, those who are harming themselves or thinking about harming the child in their womb. Lord, I pray for those troubled marriages, those drug-addicted children, most especially those away from the faith and those most in need of your mercy. We give you our hearts with all the intentions we carry. We entrust them to your merciful love as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence, submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, let's do this. I'm going to do a couple things with you. I'd love to hear what divine mercy means to you. How did you hear about it? Are there divine mercy miracles that took place in your life? Give me a call, 888-914-9149. When we come back, I'll share something else that just struck me, too. Something I put in this book for you, okay? And my book is out today. First, be one of the first to get it. Now, the website is is it a little bit of trouble, they said? Okay, so just keep trying. We'll get you through. You cannot call. You have to do it through the website or the mobile app, okay? The book is completely free, and it's yours. I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but relevantradio.com, maybe try the mobile app, and spread it across social media. Have your friends, have your colleagues. Tell your parish communities, you know? Get them involved. Have everyone during Lent get this. This is a book to read during Lent, and it is a manual for you to have for Divine Mercy Sunday. It'll explain it. It'll tell you what you need to do. I'm telling you, this is great. It's a 101 into Divine Mercy. You might have heard some of the stories I share. There's some things in here you've never heard. So it's fun. We're going to have fun. I can't wait to talk about it with you. But give me a call right now. Share your love of mercy with me, too, and the Divine Mercy miracles that took place. I'd love to hear them. I have to take just a short pause. I want to find out what's going on the back end of this thing. I know some people are having trouble getting through. I'll fill you in on that and more when I return.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Ask and you shall receive. That's what Jesus said, and that's just what we do at Mass. Hi, this is Father Rocky with our 20th Lenten lesson on the Mass. After the homily and the creed come the prayers of the faithful. As Pope Benedict XVI observed, we are at our most attentive in prayer when we're asking God for something or thanking Him. The prayers of the faithful are not mandatory at every Mass, but why miss an opportunity to get something from God for yourself or for others? The priest introduces and closes the prayers of the faithful, while the reader announces the various intentions and invites the congregation to pray by saying, "We pray to the Lord," and the people respond, "Lord, hear our prayer." There's an order to the petitions, starting with universal needs of the church and moving down to local needs, often mentioning by name the sick and recently deceased in the parish.
Mass with Father Rocky, noon central.
And join us for Class After Mass. Hi, I'm Cale Clark. It's The Faith Explained, 12:30 central every day on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
Let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy. They have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me.
You are not alone. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's just so good to be with you today. I mean, I am actually moved by the response to the book. And again, we're not selling this. This is free. And I want you to know that if you're just joining me, I've been working for a long time on a book on divine mercy. It's something I've always wanted to do. I poured in, you know, probably 30 years of my experience into divine mercy, into this. It's a great book. It's a simple book. We want you to have it, but let me just put a quick disclaimer out here for you, okay? You know, keep trying. If you went to the website and you're getting a message or the website crashed or something happened, just keep trying. RelevantRadio.com or use the mobile app, okay? And there's no time window. You can go ahead and get this later tonight or tomorrow. I would really encourage you, though, to jot it down and to get it. And as I said before, don't call, okay, because we can't give it, we can't process it over the phone. This book is free. When I mean it's free, there's no strings. I mean, that's part of the deal. I mean, it's no shipping. We'll pay for the shipping. We'll pay for the handling. We'll pay for the printing. We want you to have this book. And I just feel so privileged. I can't tell you. I mean, I feel so privileged to be able to, you know, pray every day with you. And then at the same time, to be able to write this book and give it to you so you can learn more about mercy. You might know just as much as I do. But this is a book that you could give to your loved ones. You can leave it on their table. You know, you could bring it to the hospital for that person on hospice. You could go ahead and read it in parts. It's not like you've got to read it chapter by chapter. I mean, I put everything in this book from experiences of the afterlife to what Faustina says about the importance of prayer to what you need to know about the hour of mercy. Look, you're going to learn about St. Faustina. She's an incredible soul. And you're going to learn about her spiritual director. You hear me talk about Blessed Michael Sopochko? You're going to learn about him here. You're going to learn about Pope John Paul and his connection to this. You're going to learn about so much. There's prayers in here. No, and here's the other thing, too, and I'll stop talking about it. I want to take a few calls. I thought this was super cool. Relevant Radio was able to get in this book a Divine Mercy card, you know, and this is just absolutely extraordinary. There's a lot of promises with the Divine Mercy image, but I'll talk about that another time. This is yours. If you want the book, okay, it's absolutely free, relevantradio.com. Keyword is mercy, or I think you just go there or use the mobile app. But do me a favor, would you? Spread the message of mercy. Spread the message. This is free to anybody. This is free to everybody on Facebook. This is free to everybody on Twitter. This is free to everybody that you know. I would call my pastor and say, "Father, have everybody at the parish sign up. Have them get a book, and we'll even ship it to their door." So please do that, all right? That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. It's for you. So relevantradio.com, mobile app, free, no strings attached. I'll talk to you a lot more about it in the days. Let's talk mercy, though. Divine Mercy transformed me. I shared a story about my daughter in this who almost drowned. That story's in this book, too. So there's lots of fun stuff. But let me take a few calls And let's talk about divine mercy. All right. Love to hear from you. Kathy is listening in Savage, Minnesota. Hi, Kathy. Good to talk with you. Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm coming to Wisconsin next week, too, so I'll see you there.
Yeah, stop by the studio. But, that's great.
I will. Oh, I will. Okay. So my story, I was in just a difficult time in my life, and the Lord brought me to a Catholic bookstore and walked me right up to a video that said, "Tell all about my mercy." I purchased it, I watched it, and my life has never been the same. I lead the chaplet every morning at church. I am in a cynical. Wow. I've traveled to Poland.
Yep.
It has totally, totally changed my life. Yeah. So I highly recommend it to everybody.
Kathy, I love it. I know you and I have actually traveled together in a past on a pilgrimage. We probably mm-hmm. went to Poland together. We did, I think. divine mercy. I'm with you. I mean, I could not agree more. You know, spirituality, some people have a real problem with God the Father, you know, and some people have a real problem with Jesus. Some people have a problem, you know, praying in some respects. When you learn about how merciful God is and how much mm-hmm. he loves you, and we beat ourselves up yep. for our sins, and rightly so sometimes, but God wants to forgive us. You know, he wants to embrace us. He wants to immerse us in his merciful love. And this book, absolutely. Really, this will highlight to you. I talk about everything from scripture to what the saints have had to say. So, you know, go ahead and, you know, please get this book if you want it. Kathy, thank you.
Did.
Good to talk to you, okay? You're
good
so
to
great.
See you next week.
I appreciate it. God bless you. So if you're just joining me, and my producers are so good about this, they say, hey, reset, let everybody know what's going on. Let me tell you what's happening if you're just joining me. After months of work, after spiritual attack, I believe personally, after opposition to maybe even getting this to print, I wanted to make the announcement last Monday, and it got thwarted. You know, I can't go into any details, but it got thwarted, right? And I just saw the fingerprints of the evil one on this. This book, Satan does not want you to have. You know why? I'll tell you why. He doesn't want your loved one who's on hospice or is in the hospital who's sick having the chaplet of divine mercy prayed for him, and all the promises of the Lord had revealed to St. Faustina are in that chapter on the chaplet. He doesn't want you to know about the power of the sacrament of reconciliation and what he revealed to St. Faustina about it. And he doesn't want people knowing about Divine Mercy Sunday. You think he wants people to know that the floodgates of mercy are open and that it's like a second baptism for souls if you do certain things? In the book, I tell you what those certain things are. I talk about the image. I talk about so many different things. I mean, this is your book. If you're just joining me, and I got to credit Relevant because, you know, we both sat down and we said, when it comes to mercy, do you put a price tag on it? It's hard. And we said, let's give it away for free. Let's trust in God. Drew, you talk about trust all the time. Let's trust in him. So we decided to produce the book, to print the book. We decided to go ahead and to make it available to you. We're going to even pay the shipping and handling. There's no strings attached. You're not going to... You know, we're not haranguing you. We're not asking you to do anything, right? This book is absolutely yours free. Now, you can go. The website is up and running, and it's yours by going to relevantradio.com. Relevantradio.com, okay? It's on the front page. Relevantradio.com, and it's yours absolutely free. We'll ship it right to your door. And I'll tell you what, get it now, and I'll tell you why I want you to get it now. Divine Mercy Sunday is going to be here before you know. We're halfway through Lent, right? And then we start the novena to Saint the novena the Lord asked that we pray. He asked Saint Faustina to pray a 9-day novena. He wanted her to bring certain souls to him every day leading up to the Feast of Mercy. And the Feast of Mercy is the last Sunday of Easter. It's the octave of Easter. So on that day, there's extraordinary graces that flow. And in this book, I talk all about it. I know when the feast comes up on Good Friday, people are always calling, and the day before, well, what do I do and how do I do this? Do I need to go to confession 8 days before, or do I? Everything is explained here. And maybe your parish doesn't know about it. Give this to your priest. But this is yours. It's free, 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 free. I can't stress it enough. You know what? I believe God's going to give back to me. And that's what I said to my wife. I said, you know, we're going to give this away. You know, I'm a lay person. I have mortgages to pay. And, you know, we have obligations just like you do. I mean, you know, no one's immune from the cost of life. But God gives back. God has always been generous to me. And I know when we give, it comes back. So it's yours. Relevantradio.com. Go now. Share it on social media, and thank you for everyone who's now sharing this on social media. It's free to anybody you know in your network. Get it for your kids. If you can get one or two copies somehow, go ahead and do that and give it to somebody who needs it, okay? It's going to change lives. I am convinced of it. Fran in Brookfield, Wisconsin, thank you for joining me. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I read the biography of St. Faustina, and then I found you.
Oh, well, praise God.
Shortly after I started praying, my granddaughter lost her first baby.
Well,
and
sad.
Just 2 days ago, I was told they were having another baby, and I know it's because of the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
So I want to thank you and Relevant Radio and for blessing my priest for curing his cancer.
Oh.
Just so many.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Drew.
God bless. Fran, thank you for calling with those kind words. I appreciate it. Thank you for testifying to God's mercy. I believe that. You know, one of the problems I have in the book, and I'll be honest with you, there's a section in it where I talk a little bit about this chaplet, and I list some prayers, you know, or some answered prayers. After it went off to be printed, I was just going through my inbox, because all your answered prayers, I keep it just in a folder there, and I'm thinking, oh, I should have put this one about the abortion, or oh, I should have put this one about the miscarriage, oh, I should have put this one about the kidnap being released, oh, I should have put this one about the kidney, or oh, you know, there were so many, and I actually said to the network, oh, should I change them? There's so many. God hears the prayers of the chaplet. He hears the prayers of mercy, and I'll tell you what, I am so fired up today. I'm telling you, I'm on cloud nine. I am on the moon. I am excited about this. This book almost did not get out. And I mean that. It almost did not go to print. And I'll tell you what, Satan was happy. One of my colleagues today, he called me early and he says, guess what? He says, Satan lost. That's what he said to me. He said, Satan lost. The victory is ours. And I said, you know what? That is so true. Even when the photographer here at the network came to take a photo of me holding the book, they were going to put it up on social media for you. Her camera went wacky. I mean, she's like, what's going on with these settings? Everything's oversaturated. She had to put down her camera and use her phone. I mean, we've seen things like this where computers, where internet, you know, connections, all sorts of things take place on the physical with electronics. But we also see division on so many levels. Good people with good intentions misinterpreting one another, hearing different things. And I'll tell you, I can't go into any details, but I'll tell you one thing. Satan, he's angry today. He is upset because this book is yours. Please get it. And I mean that personally. I mean, I really want you to have it. I want you to read it. Then I want you to give it to somebody else. And if you can get them to sign up, have your husband sign up, have your daughter sign up, have your neighbor sign up, have the person at the gym sign up, have everybody sign up. Are we making money on it? No, it's free. And we're going to ship it free. $0. Okay, relevantradio.com. It's all you got to do. Or use your mobile app. If you don't have it, download it, but relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Let me go back to the phones. Who's up next, Jake? We've got Barbara. Barbara in Nevada. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
I am just as fired up as you.
Oh, I'm excited.
I cannot believe the Divine Mercy Chaplet has been with me, with you, for quite some time. But I have to say, the most significant time was the time that you had Father Ubald on.
Oh, yeah.
And I listened to that, and I was literally sobbing listening to him.
Yep.
And so I ended up inviting him to our parish.
That's great.
He was there at the parish, and I thought his message of forgiveness was for everybody.
Amen.
But God always knows.
Yep.
His message was for me, and it finally, his message of forgiveness has to be because of the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Wow.
And actually, I had something that I had not forgiven, and all of a sudden, this year, after 2 years, that healing took place. And it has to be because of that time, I think it was 2019, that you had him. So.
Wow.
Thank you. Keep going. I know that Divine Mercy Chaplet, if it touched me, and it touched so many people because of Father Ubald coming to our parish as well.
Yeah, well, Barbara, thank you. And you know what? St. Faustina said the same thing. The Lord told her, all you have to do is set your heart, the door of your heart ajar, and His merciful grace will do the rest. You know, it's the hardest sinner in need of conversion. That's all they need to do. So much to talk about. Look, Divine Mercy is a gift for this generation and for this time. It is a solution. It will save souls the hour of death. It'll bring about conversions. It will bring about miracles and healings. It'll bring about divine protection. And I'll tell you, it'll transform your spirituality. I testify to it. I've always had deep love of the Blessed Mother, and I do. I pray my rosary every day. Divine Mercy was a whole other facet to my spirituality and has transformed me. I think it'll do the same thing for you. RelevantRadio.com. On RelevantRadio.com. It's yours for free. No strings attached. We're going to ship it to you for free, too. Or your mobile app. Go there now, okay? Get one for someone you love.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit RelevantRadio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me. I'll go back. We'll take a few more calls. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm celebrating today. It's a great day. It really is. I'm so fired up. Oh, man. It's good to finally get this done, too. I did put it behind me. I've been working for a long time on a new book on Divine Mercy. And if you're just joining me, today we released it. Today it is out. And I'm just so happy the response to the internet. I mean, so many people responded to the website that you've got to go back. That means there's a lot of people there, you know, clogging up the channels. But I think everybody's telling me everything's fine now. So if you want to go to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app, you can get your free book. And just if you're just joining me, it is a book out that will be in the mail to you. We're going to get it out for you, and we'll pay for the shipping and the handling. There's no strings attached. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com. Okay, and just sign up or use your mobile app. In less than a century, this devotion has grown from just a private revelation to this humble little private nun to a devotion that spans the globe. It is the fastest growing devotion in the history of the church. And you'll learn about St. Faustina. You'll learn about what happened. Satan didn't want this out. He actually banned Divine Mercy. The church banned Divine Mercy. You could see Satan even appeared to St. Faustina once as an angel. I tell the story in there. And told her to burn the Diary of Divine Mercy. I go into all this stuff. You're going to learn so much. You're going to love this. But again, no strings attached. All you got to do is go to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app, and we'll send it to you free. Please tell your friends and tell your family to sign up, too. Tell them now, okay? Make it a big day. Today's the best day, all right? Do it. You can get it any time, but I'll tell you what. Today's the day. Let me go to Pennsylvania, land of William Penn. Mary Ellen is listening to us there. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Drew. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fired up. I'm feeling great today. I'm excited today.
I know. I am blessed. I want to thank you, first of all, for your ministry.
Thanks.
And it is because of you. I was going through a very dark period in my life, and I happened to be channel surfing on the radio and came across you reciting the chaplet of Divine Mercy. And just your voice and you reciting the chaplet, I actually broke down in tears and have not stopped listening to you and your program every day. Actually, this is the only channel on my radio every day now,
even at
work.
That's awesome.
I'm overwhelmed. I was on the website right away on my app.
That's great.
I was approved for your book. I got
good
it.
For you.
It's coming in the mail.
I'm so happy for
and
you.
I will try to get it out. Oh, I am so happy for me too.
The only thing I ask
is
if you get the book for free, and we're giving it away free. No, it's for everybody. That was what we wanted to do. Just say a prayer for me when you get it. If you ever can remember me, I'd appreciate it. But Mary Ellen, I love your testimony because you know what. There was a time the chaplet almost didn't, it almost got pulled from the air. And we almost did not broadcast the chaplet of Divine Mercy. In fact, I share that story in the book too, and what happened behind it. But I really believe that it's such a grace. We don't know how God's grace flows. And I think the Lord was reaching out to you that day. And as you so beautifully testified, that grace reached you. And who knows how many other countless souls, how many lives are being impacted, how many futures have been changed because the Chapel of Divine Mercy is being prayed on the air. And I'm so humbled to play the small role of just being able to lead it, to be an intercessor in it. And I'm so grateful for people like you who could testify to that reality that God's grace is at work. So thank you for calling. Thanks for getting the book, okay?
And thank you for what you do, for everything that you do.
Thank you. That's so kind. It really is. Oh, gosh. Brings tears to my eyes. Who's next? Jake, who's up next? We got a lot of calls. All right, so let me get to that call next. Before I do, if you're just joining me, we're talking about a book that I just wrote too. I wanted to announce it on Monday, but you know there were some issues that almost prevented the book from going out, and it's a reality now. Today is a defeat for the evil one, and it's a victory for God's mercy. That's what today is. And Relevant and I sat down, and I said, I want to spread mercy. I produced a documentary on this years ago. I want to write a book, and I want everybody to have it. And we felt that we should give it away free, and we want to give it to you. We're going to pay the shipping and handling. There's no strings attached. We're not asking you for anything. We want you to have God's divine mercy in your life. We want you to know it. We want you to spread it. We want you to pray the chaplet. We want you to participate in the Feast of Mercy. We want it to transform your spirituality, to liberate you as it liberated me. All right? And do me a favor. This is the one thing you can do. Could you tell just one other person about it? Could you go into your email or your social media or pick up the phone and say, hey, get the book. I mean, tell others. Let's get it into as many hands as possible. I mean, that's really the key here. I want everyone to have it. I mean, from a material perspective, I mean, great if I sold, you know, 100,000 copies, right? We want to give them away. We want you to have it. We really do. And I mean that. Yeah, I'm saying, because, look, you can never outgive God. I preach that all the time, and I believe it. God blesses in ways that aren't always monetary or temporal. And we're all about building our spiritual treasure, right? That's what awaits us on the other side. Our next call comes from, I'm sorry, Jake, is a line 8, Ken in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Hey, Ken, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Bless you and Relevant Radio for everything you do. My story on the Divine Mercy Chaplet, 2 weeks ago, my father passed away, and he was at home hospice, and I was home praying for him, and 2 minutes after I finished the chaplet, he peacefully passed away.
Oh, wow. So it was what a grace.
Real blessing for us and for our family and for my dad. Yeah. So I thank you.
Well, God bless you. It's such a beautiful story. Ken, I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, that's always a difficult thing. But, you know, I did the same thing. I was at my father's bedside when he died. And just knowing the promises the Lord gave to St. Faustina through the chaplet for the sick and for the dying, you know that the Lord came and met your father as a merciful father, as a merciful Savior. And I love that. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, I believe that too.
Thanks for testifying. That's one of the reasons I think this book was thwarted. I mean, I'm telling you, I won't go into the details, but it almost did not get out on a couple different fronts. Satan doesn't want he doesn't want you to know about the promises that the Lord has given to St. Faustina about the sick and the dying, and how our prayers, especially the prayers of the chaplet, could mean the salvation of that soul. Because Satan, in that final hour, wants to rob that soul of their opportunity to be with God. And it's at times like that they have to trust the least, but our prayers are a spiritual armor for them. He promised if you pray this for the dying, he'll come not as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. So many promises. That's in the book. I remember a man who couldn't pray one time. His dad was dying, and he wrote to me. He says, we went to the mobile app, and I just put it on. I let the chaplet play. And that was there by his father's bedside. The book is yours free. RelevantRadio.com. We'll even pay for the shipping, okay? Just go to RelevantRadio.com. Take advantage of it. Our next call comes from, is it Jeanette in Rio Rancho, New Mexico? Hi, Jeanette. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I'll try to keep this short. I've always put out prayer cards in places. Like if I'm in the doctor's office, I'll leave one in a chair for somebody to find, just various prayer cards. And I was actually able to witness one being found one time, and the woman picked it up and looked at it, and she said, oh my God, I really needed this today. And that just made me feel really good. So I thought, you know, I need to start putting out the Divine Mercy card. And yeah. So I started doing that. And then I hear you every day saying, promote the prayer. So I thought, wait a minute, if I can put out prayer cards, why couldn't I make little, like, business cards? So I use my desktop publishing app, and I made little business cards pointing people to Relevant Radio at 2 o'clock is our time when it comes on, when the tablet comes on. So, and I've just been, you know, putting those out wherever, at the gym, just wherever.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
I hope, you know, and then God will do the rest. He'll send the right person to find that card.
Well, you know what, Jeanette, you're going to be blessed. It's little things like that that make a profound difference. You never know who's going to pick that up and who's going to come to know God's mercy. Plus, the Lord promised anybody who spreads the message of his mercy, he protects like a tender mother her infant. and that you'll shine with a special brilliance in the next life. Do me a favor, spread the message of Divine Mercy on your social media now. Tell everyone they can get this book for free. You'll be blessed. Share the link, okay?
We have seen surveys from any number of reputable organizations that showed that during the pandemic, even those who didn't identify with any faith were starting to believe.
Whatever reason he has, he's using this time to draw us closer to him. As people's stress level rises, the only person and thing to resort to is God, right? God is the only thing that makes sense.
Morning Air, 5 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.